We flipped it back over, and as we're going back in, now I'm still sailing it back, but he's like advising me as to how to sail it. And at one point, he yelled out, he's going, "Don't sail too close to the wind."
What?
Yeah. And this is the funny part of the story for me, because I didn't know. I'm like, I'm a little confused about this. I can't see the wind. I don't know how I can sail.
Yeah, how do you sail
close to it?
Steer clear of wind.
Yeah, how do you, you know? That's like, you know.
I mean, there's that saying, you can't hide from the wind. You ever heard that saying?
Is that what they say?
Oh, yeah, they've been saying that all the time. That's a household saying in my household. I say it all the time.
Don't sail too close to the wind. So I get back, and that night, after my show, I start telling people the story, and they all knew that expression. Like, oh, yeah, you can't sail too close to the wind.
What?
You can't do that.
I thought you can't fly too close to the sun.
Yeah, well, that's Icarus. That's what he thought.
Yeah.
He found that out the hard way.
Wax wings.
So anyway, the great part of the story was, here I am on this boat. I was partying with the president of Mexico. He was on the boat.
Wow.
He was like an honored guest, Vicente Fox. And I needed a good toast. And I just raised my glass. First of all, I always had the same, all the drinks were free. So I'd be like, drinks are on me. Yeah. Come on over.
You gotta do that.
Laugh every time. I probably did that 30 times. But then as everyone raised their glass, I said, don't sail too close to the wind. And that's the perfect toast.
And what'd they say?
Oh, they loved it. They thought it was the funniest
thing. It's very nautical.
And that's the only group of people that would have laughed at that.
Yeah.
And then someone came over to me and they whispered in my ear, we found him in the belly of a whale.
We fear his death was shrimp related.
So that's where I was.